big episode. Here we go.
It is. Should we do grace before we start?
Just say a prayer.
Oh, I'm already doing it wrong.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Oh, sorry.
Do the Macarena.
Do a Miss Mary Mac.
Miss Mary Mac.
Down by
this.
The river with the hanky panky said the bulldog jumped.
I'm so sorry for all the people listening that are over fucking 15 years old. Oh, okay. Well.
Zane, I'm so nervous.
I've been having butterflies in my stomach for the past like week.
Guys, this is the biggest episode we've ever done in our entire lives.
People are like, why?
They're listening to the audio right now. Nobody knows this is coming. This is absolutely unreal and so exciting for Zane and I.
Heath and I have been waiting for this moment for what, a year and a half, 2 years now?
A very long time.
A really, really long time. But we're gonna get into it right after the intro.
Sorry, yeah, let's just run the intro and let's just jump right into it.
Let's just jump right into it.
I'm
all
gonna
right.
run the intro song twice to like keep it more suspenseful.
It's coffee talk, baby!
Wow. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm your host, Zane.
And I am Heath.
Alongside of us, we have Kenny and Mariah.
We have the hardest time introducing them every single episode.
I can't do this like even off camera. Like in new
they're
people.
They're co-hosts.
What? I don't see them as co-hosts. I see them as family.
I see them as equals.
Aww. Exactly. Y'all on the same level as us.
It's gonna be a rough episode.
I know. Yeah. I'm screaming on the inside. I'm so fucking nervous.
I just want to say it.
I just don't want to get this wrong. I don't want to fuck up. I don't want to just like spill coffee all over the place. Like I feel like I'm gonna do something.
He don't
want to
spill the beans.
Yeah.
Speaking of the beans.
Speaking of the beans.
The coffee beans.
The coffee
baby.
Beans, to be exact.
Guys.
Go take it
away. Today is the day.
They're like,
get on with it.
They already know. Right, they already know.
Okay.
Just say it.
It is true.
The rumors are true. The headlines are true.
The moment you
guys
have all been waiting for.
Drum roll, please.
Hadiah's here. It's like still kind of exciting.
We have a very, very special guest who also happens to be my sister. We have Hidayah Hijazi.
Thank you guys for having me. I know it wasn't your first option, but I'm
wow, she really gonna start strong.
Hidayah was very, very last minute, but we'll get back to it. We got something more important to talk about right now than you. Okay,
sorry, baby girl.
We're gonna have to put you on a halt for a second.
Guys, Zane and I have been working on this for literally a year and a half plus, and it's something that we've dedicated a lot of time and effort to in perfecting, and we're super excited to share with you guys. Cremona Coffee!
Yeah!
That's right, clap it out.
All right.
Why did I expect a fake applause like from hundreds of people? But
a roaring crowd. Can we edit that in? Like,
yeah, please. Mariah, can you do that for
no,
us?
No, I'm going to edit like a quiet crowd with like crickets. With like coughs and stuff.
a lot of people have guessed it was going to be Cremona Coffee, and props to you guys.
I don't know how. How did you guys guess it was Cremona? We gave no hints.
Well,
that it was
K, the
letter K, that's
the K since day one.
That is not I feel like that's not a
no,
hint.
No, a lot of comments are like, I bet the K's for Cremona.
A lot of people would have been guessing it.
Because you guys are smart.
Yeah, we had the K, and then we had a coffee thing next to it that said coffee. So it said K coffee for a really long time, since the beginning.
So it was you. You are the culprit. You're the reason why this shit got released.
I am actually the CEO of the company.
And I was.
And I was going to get Employee of the Month, and that's on.
But yeah, our coffee brand is called Cremona Coffee. Obviously, if you guys, a lot of you guys don't know why it's called Cremona Coffee.
Go ahead, baby.
We named this Cremona because Heath and I had a vine a long time ago, back when we did, this was probably our like fourth vine. Our fourth vine, we did
old.
Vine. The vine was, there was a lizard crawling up your wall on your patio. And you go, was it me that went, is that a baby dinosaur?
Is that a mini dinosaur?
And then he goes.
And I was like, you dumb bitch. That's a Cremona dragon.
Uh-uh. Is that a mini dinosaur?
You dumb bitch. That's a Komodo dragon.
Oh, true.
And so many of you guys love that vine so much. We still see it to this day, like, being re-uploaded.
People quote it all the time. Yeah. And thank you guys.
It's iconic, yeah.
We wanted to pay homage to that and have it be aligned with Zane and I, something that means a lot to both of us.
Zane trying to say that. We wanted to hold it hostage.
I was about to look up the word. What is that? What's homage?
Instead, you go... Very good.
A word that I don't know.
So we wanted to make it true to Zane and I, and we wanted it to be something special for the listeners that have been with us for so long. And also something, it just sounds cool, like Komodo coffee. It's got a ring to it.
And it sounds like coffee. Like the word sounds like coffee itself. So we're
rolls off the tongue.
We have to name it Komodo. And I have that tattooed on my thigh. If you guys remember, Ethan and I got Komodo dragon tattooed on. I got Komodo, he got dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, I was the one that got the better half. Because
Yours makes sense now.
We ended up doing something with that dragon. But now you just have like a shitty dragon tattoo.
That's why you were pushing for the
Komodo name. That's Scott's cat. It's relevant.
Oh my god, please don't. I hate that thing. But yeah, guys, we're super excited to release it and finally have it available for you guys. We have three different flavors available right now in the pods, and then we also have the traditional house blend in our ground coffee,
which is my favorite. That's the house blend is my favorite. I drink that every day. The flavors are, the other ones are great, but like for some reason that just hits.
The house just hits home.
So well, exactly.
Oh,
and thank you.
That
would have
been great on the back.
Oh my God. The marketing. The house hits
now
home.
Now you think of that.
That's really good.
I love that.
We also have two other flavors. We have the Tahitian vanilla and the cinnamon French toast.
So the cinnamon French toast is actually my favorite, and it is a blend that Zane and I spent a lot of time on. We actually mixed two different blends to make this, and it is something that is completely original and 100% a unique flavor.
Yeah.
So we're really excited for you guys to try that one because it is...
Yeah.
The shit hit different.
And shocker, we liked both cinnamon and French toast. We're like, how can we just put this into one? And we did. We just took the two flavors and we put it into one, and it tastes incredible.
So it is something that we've been working on for a long time, like we said. Hold on.
I'm sorry. I can't believe that we're saying this right now.
It doesn't feel real.
Like a secret for so fucking long, and we can finally just
make sure
talk
to watch the video
this.
Version too, because the boxes are right here.
Like, yeah.
Everything's right here. The bags,
the pods and the bag right here.
And we have this. We're gonna say this for another podcast, but we want to tell you guys the whole process of coming up with these logos.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that so went into much. This that's really funny.
Yeah, and we have to share it at some point, but it.
This actually all started when Zane and I did our coffee talk meetup, and a bunch of you guys came out. We brought coffee, donuts, and realized we did not bring anywhere near enough coffee for all you guys.
We brought 50 coffees, and 1,500 of you showed up.
It was unreal, and we didn't realize how much of you guys were drinking coffee while listening to us and liked coffee just as much as we did.
Yeah, and you guys would get the same coffee that we were drinking in every coffee talk we would post on my channel. So
it was cool to see you guys, diving into the same stuff we were, and that kind of motivated us to find the coffee of our choice.
Yeah.
And this led us to our Komodo coffee and finding the actual perfect cup that Zane and I both love, and we know you guys will now love just as much.
I'm about to tear up.
It is crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's nuts.
Wow. I'm actually in shock right now that today is the day.
But more importantly, today's your day to have a cup of Komodo coffee.
Because I know you guys have been dying, and we've been dying to get it to you guys.
Yeah. So make sure to get our Komodo.com. Get it quick because we have a limited supply.
And we have somebody here live on the set that is going to try their first cup of Komodo ever. Hedaya, take it away.
I'll let you know.
Oh, wait, through a straw? You don't drink coffee through a straw. Not hot coffee, baby.
It wasn't that hot when you brought it to me.
Ooh.
So it's cold now.
She's like, y'all wouldn't shut the fuck up and let me try it.
It's been 20 minutes, so it's going to get a little cold.
Drink it up, bitch. Go, come on.
Don't be rude.
It's going to be a long podcast.
It could be longer. But just this is really good. But it is really good.
Yeah?
It's really good. I like it.
Okay, well, tell us more. Tell us why do you like it?
I got the cinnamon French toast one, and it I like, it's not like too sweet on the cinnamon, but like you still feel all the coffee.
Right.
Ooh.
Like sometimes the cinnamon, like when like people do like flavors in it, like it overpowers the coffee and you can't really taste any coffee at all, but you can still taste both.
Mm. And, like, that's nice. Well, Hadai, we're so excited to have you on. I'm really excited. I love any video that you're on with me is just a good time.
I love being here.
I can't believe you.
She's reading a cue card. I love being here.
I'm so happy to be here. Love you, big bro.
Stop. She's nervous.
Love you, big bro.
I wasn't forced to be here at all. I was not promised the car would be taken away.
Maybe that's what you got to do. Give them a gift, and then they owe you for the rest of your life.
That's exactly what parents do.
Exactly.
With life.
Hidayah had work and school this weekend, but decided to take off. Would you say it was a family emergency?
Yeah, I called my boss the night before.
Oh my God.
I texted my boss the night before because my coworker told me if you text him like too much in advance because it was last minute,
it'll seem planned.
He'll be like, oh, you just didn't want to tell me. Like, you're just trying to cut off. So I texted him Wednesday night and I said, I'm so sorry. Like, a family emergency
came up.
I didn't say anything. It's not his business.
Karma.
She said her brother died. My brother died. I have to go out.
I said it's a family emergency, and I have to leave tomorrow morning. Like, I'm really sorry, but I'll be back by Saturday night.
You know damn well they're gonna see this podcast.
Yeah. How do you know he's not the biggest fan?
That's what I was telling her. I was like, how is he not gonna see that
really old. Like, I don't, he barely knows how to work his own Instagram.
You are talking a lot for not knowing if he's gonna listen to this or not.
He can't fire me over something I said on a right?
You're like, he needs me. He needs me more than I need him.
He's too stupid to work the internet.
Well, that you work right now, you work at like a chocolate / ice cream / souvenir / knickknack shop. I don't know. What is it that you like? What is this?
It's like a chocolate shop, but like they sell fudge, ice cream, chocolate, chocolates, like different, like, I don't know what the word is for like, it's not all sweets though. Like, so we'll have like chocolate covered pretzels and Oreos, but we don't have like cookies or like brownies or cupcakes.
It's not like a bakery.
Yeah, like people come in and they do ask for that. Like, they'll ask, yeah.
It does look like a candy shop. Yeah, it looks like a store that you would love. You would walk right in and like spend an hour.
It's a very like old timey store in a way. Like, so it doesn't draw a lot of people in. Like, the way the setup is, it's like very.
Oh, it's really like indie. It's really like low key.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a very depressing vibe.
How are you depressed around chocolate?
Because the way our boss makes us work.
The vibes are different for the employees. Yes.
The vibes are very much different. Yes, we do create a very positive atmosphere for the children.
I'm fucking right.
I do say so myself.
My customer service skills are perfect.
I would love to see the customer service.
Go look at Kilwin's reviews on the website. Beautiful Yelp reviews.
What's your greeter like statement?
We just say hi, welcome to Kilwin's. That's all we have to say.
It?
That's all we have to say when you come
customer
in.
Customer
service.
What do you want them to say?
We follow you around the store. We walk around up your ass.
Because people steal from your store all the time.
Oh, they have.
People?
How do you steal chocolate?
Because we let them.
No, this woman who came in drunk, like really drunk, and like she put her bag on the floor and started just dropping lollipops into her bag.
Oh my God.
So one of my coworkers like caught her and they like.
That's a bold move.
Yeah, she was drunk.
Is it like a normal retail where you're not allowed to like call it out?
I don't know. I think our boss would pretty much want us to like chase him down.
Like, I get people stealing from like a Target or something, but like I'm just so surprised that you walk into a chocolate store and you're like, I need to steal some chocolate. Like, if you need food, steal food from a grocery store.
It's not a necessity at all.
Yeah. It's like, I don't get it. But you have some, like, pretty interesting stories at that place. Like, you've been working there for, what, 9 months now? 10 months?
Like, a year and a half.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I know.
Now, ask me what her age is.
I know. She's 19.
Yes.
Very good, Mariah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan.
She
has famous birthdays on her phone open.
Shit.
It wasn't you that posted your famous birthdays, like.
Zane, that was you.
You sent it to me.
I think we all did that back in the day.
Hold on, no.
That was our big break, baby.
You definitely sent it to me. He was the one who told me. You're like, did you know you're on here? And I was like, no.
Yeah, she's being humble about it. She's like, yeah. I mean, it's not a big deal.
She's like, honey, I'm too busy.
I've been working.
You got time on your hands to look up this shit? What?
Y'all could come to my work if you want to interview. Shit. I ain't flying up to LA.
Imagine that paparazzi shot. Oh, at Kilwins.
Oh my God.
But she like takes off her apron really quick just so it looks like she's shopping there. Like, oh, she's just grabbing chocolates.
Oh, shit.
I actually passed out on my 1 year like working anniversary.
Oh, no. It was your 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, it was like the literal first day I started working there, a year.
Wow. What happened?
Well, I passed out for like a completely unrelated. Like, I was stressing about like school. Like, my like, you have to click a button when they send you an email if you have like FAFSA or scholarships right, to like accept it. And I forgot to do that. Like, I didn't see the email pop up, so I forgot to click the accept button. So, like, I had to pay out of pocket for my summer
classes.
That whole
FAFSA system is such bullshit. It's crazy.
And, like, I had to pay for my summer classes out of pocket. So, like, I was stressed that I just
that
dropped.
That entire year of work went to
like,
nothing.
I just dropped $1,400 on classes, on oh my school. Gosh. Like, that just, it just upset no me sense. So much. So, like, I didn't eat, and, like, I was stressed about that. I went to work. My boss was literally talking about, like, floor cleaner, like that's what we were talking about, and I was just sitting on, I was standing on the table.
Oh, you hit the floor, all right.
Oh yeah, I hit the floor real hard. I passed out. I hit my head on the counter and then hit my head on the floor going down.
Very good, very good.
You know, you would never know that.
You would never.
You
there
seem
was no
fine.
Customers. You seem good.
That Scarso thing, the blood did not go through.
It didn't, but they did say I had a little concussion. Because like I woke up and maybe told him not to call the ambulance, and then I passed out again.
You already had a tourniquet on.
My butt cushion my fall.
I was like, bitch, and I still look good in the ambulance truck.
And we rolled out.
That scarf stayed on in the ambulance truck. She was like, there was three fine dudes in there, but that scarf stayed on. I was strong. Mm-hmm. I was strong.
Do you have a interesting customer service? Customer story?
People are really weird. Like, so like right around my like work, there's a halfway house.
Very good.
So like there's like a lot of homeless people right around there. And like there'll be people like homeless people like just standing outside, and like they were hitting on my coworker the other night, and it was really funny. It's because we were leaving and he goes like, he was just asking like how old she was, and like she was like, she was 22 and she said 19. She's like, I should have gone lower. Like, I don't know why I didn't say like I was a minor.
Yeah, you have to say minor.
I was like, I don't know why you picked 19 either. And he just kept asking like, what's your name? And she's like, I'm good. And he's like, your name's I'm good. And he got like really close and like, is there something in my eye? And like pulled his eye like right in front of her face. And she was like,
hey, Dad, that's when you do that. You pull out your.
It was a glass eye. It doesn't affect him if she sprays it in. Stop.
Have you seen people with have you seen people put glass eyes in their head?
It's yeah. it's a trend on TikTok.
Yeah,
it's insane.
I've seen it with my own two eyes.
Ooh, stop
don't
bragging.
Fucking brag.
Yeah, no bragging,
asshole. Oh man.
Normalize. Never mind. I can't.
Normalize what? Normalize what?
Say it.
What
say
were
it.
We laughing at the other day where someone was saying normalize this? And I was like, it is. Oh, Heath and I made like a sign language TikTok video. We just like signed a song and everybody loved it. And one of the comments was normalize learning American Sign Language. I was like, it is normal. Like, what do you mean? People are throwing around the word normalize.
I don't think they understand like yeah. what that word is.
Like it is normal. Not everybody does it, but it's a normal thing to learn.
I was like, yeah. Normalize putting peanut butter on your jelly sandwiches. It's like everybody fucking does it.
Like yeah. nobody's judged for putting peanut butter on jelly sandwiches. You know, nobody's judged of learning sign language.
You have any other stories?
What's your
she's
favorite?
She's told me like 30 really good stories, like very like dramatic stories.
Okay, she's such a good storyteller. Mm.
So okay, so like I was working this one shift with like one of my coworkers, and we had this like dumb fight because like she was a 22-year-old woman who like wanted to argue with an 18-year-old. Like she was just being very petty.
As she should.
And like she wasn't talking to me that night, and like I think I said something. I'm very much like, if you don't want to talk to me, I'm not going to sit here and like pressure it out of you. Like you either tell me or I'm going to walk away. So that's what I did. I walked away. She got really upset about it. She went and sat in the back and like called one of her coworkers to come switch shifts with her. Mind you, this woman is 62 and had to walk.
Oh, give me a break.
To work.
Oh. Wait,
to
is cover this the one you were bringing home?
Jeez. Yeah. She had to come cover for her so she could go.
Talk about biting the hand that drives you.
So she leaves, and as she leaves before my other coworker gets here. So she leaves me alone at night for my shift. Meanwhile, this couple comes in. The girl is obviously from that halfway house because I've seen her out here. Mm-hmm. And like, she was high.
Sorry, I thought you're not allowed to leave halfway houses.
I mean, it's not like you can not halfway never houses, leave. You got to leave at some houses, point. Yeah, you just stay there until like you've recovered. There,
yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like a lockdown.
It's not like rehab.
No.
Well, it's not like going to a rehabilitation center. Yeah, no,
I think
right?
It's for people that can't afford to go to rehab.
Like when you're like halfway into rehab and halfway out, like you could like.
It's mostly for people.
Kind of, it's kind of like a foster house.
50-50 time in. Yeah. I get it.
Okay. Kenny is looking this up because we're all wrong, probably.
Everybody said a different thing. And we're all agreeing with each other. We all said something different. We're like, yeah.
But right, I'm pretty sure it's good. Out of prison. Like, I'm pretty sure it's like
a halfway house is an institute for people with criminal backgrounds or abusive drug use tendencies to learn or relearn the necessary skills to reintegrate. Is that word? Mm-hmm. Into society and better support and care for themselves.
Oh, I thought it was just for Mariah. I thought it was just for drug abuse. I thought it was just for drug abuse, but it's also for violence, right?
Baby, these people are chocolate addicts if they keep coming up into your store.
Yeah. So she came in with this guy. Like, I've seen her once before. She was like singing and like dancing outside the store so I could like tell. And like she came in with this guy and a little kid. And like she like smelled of weed. And I was like... And I don't know why, like just the kid being there, like really upset.
You got
me.
Really excited though, right? When you smelled all that weed.
Okay, I'm not a crackhead.
Crackhead.
She's so innocent.
She's
protect
so pure.
Protect her at all costs.
She smelled of crack weed. What?
We stand hit that. We stand a sober Hidayah.
Wait, I'm sad for that little kid.
Yeah, that's why I got okay. So like
the kid was the one that smelled like weed.
It wasn't my place, but I could tell it was only his kid. It wasn't my place, but I could tell it was his kid. So I like when she walked away a little, I was like, I know it's not my place, but like, are you high? Because like,
you said that?
Wow.
I know.
Wait,
you.
this is a
whoa.
It was a customer. Ooh, but there was Hidayah. A kid. There was a kid.
Hidayah said, there's like, a halfway house down the street if you need to visit that.
She was literally like 3 or 4.
Oh, she was a
baby. Like, it was like, it's messed up.
Got it.
Like,
okay.
She's not like some like 12-year-old. Like, it was 3 or 4. So I was like, are you high like right now? Cause like she smells like weed. So like, are you? And he was like, I promise I'm not. Like, I really appreciate it. Like, I don't like, it's fine. Like, I'm not. And what's funny is that same night we had a new girl who's supposed to start. And when she came in, she decided I was telling my other coworker, so she heard me, and she decided to tell my boss the next day that there was a sick person in the store and I wouldn't call the police.
What?
But mind you, she came in the very next day after she was fired in a bathrobe claiming that people were out to get us and that we should shut down the store. So I'm not sure how sane she was, too.
Did you listen to her?
No. She.
I would have listened to her.
She literally came in a bathrobe.
In a bathrobe. I know. That's what's scary. It's like you kind of have to listen to people like that sometimes.
World?
But this is also like South Florida. People get
crazy.
Funky.
We've seen some... crazy shit in Florida.
Yeah.
I saw a woman piss in the middle of the road.
Oh, that's like a woman. Normal day.
Yeah, but like she literally like got off the bus, went into the middle of the street, pulled her underwear down and started pissing.
See, you're saying she had the self-control to get off the bus first before she pisses? That's great. That's great for Florida.
And to take her pants down? She knew exactly what she was doing.
She knew all the steps. Okay.
Very considerate. Okay.
That was a bold statement she was making. So I want to jump into it. I have some questions that I want to ask you.
We're an hour in. Let's jump right into it.
I mean, we kind of been beating around the bush.
Beating around the bush. Beating around the mosque, as you say, you know.
Is that a saying?
For you, you could be beating around the burning bush for you. That's religious, right?
Burning bush. Why is it a burning bush?
Yeah, Moses.
Read the Bible.
Wow.
Get educated.
I've already read the Quran like 3 times. I'm good. Thank you.
How much did you understand?
How much did I what?
Understand.
I can't even understand like a regular book, like an English book. I can't even fucking understand. So I would not understand an Arabic book.
That's surprised.
I was going to say, Hidayah, how familiar are you with the Quran? Can you speak Arabic?
I can read it and I can like understand it a little, but like speaking is a little difficult for me. Like that's I don't have so the confidence with it. So like I feel like... they're going to judge me, so I won't say it because I feel like everything I'll say is like it's because there's so much with Arabic. Like, you have to get like the female, male, like if like it changes right. for everything. Oh. Like, how if I'm a woman saying it to you, it's different. Like, got there's it. Just so much with it, like, that it just throws me off. Like, I can't.
It's cool you
can,
like, read it.
Yeah, but I don't understand it when I read it.
There was like a version of the Quran where there was like the English version, like right next to it. Like, it was like a column.
Oh, I learned it in the Arabic version.
No, she I goes, know, but oh, like, you got the training wheel.
It said it had the definitions of everything it was saying.
Yeah,
he spark notes the Quran.
No, I did the summary of each one, like the fucking.
Oh shit!
He cheats off of Hidayah at home when they have tests about it.
What did you pray about?
I'd be in the middle of prayer and like answer a phone call. Bad.
Bad. You think I could text Muhammad? I don't really feel like praying. What was it like growing up with Zane?
The thing is, there's such a big age difference between all my siblings and me. So, like, I don't remember a lot of it.
She was like a baby for most.
From when, like, they were young. Yeah. So, like, when I was, like, old enough to remember stuff, they were all, like, moved out, basically.
Gotcha.
And you're the youngest. You're the baby. Yeah. Yeah.
So, pretty much when her brain fully developed, I was out of the house.
Pretty much.
Lucky for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like I kind of grew up out. Single child.
For ooh, yeah, like I do sucked. I do feel like you did grow up as a single child.
I did.
Yeah.
It sucked.
When do you feel like you ended up getting closer with him? I mean, obviously it was after he moved out.
Yeah. It was when we started doing the videos, I feel.
Aw.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like we always had that like back and forth, but like it wasn't as close. Like, I feel like we weren't as close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, like, once we started doing it, like, he came down more, and then, like, he would see me more, and then, like, we all, like,
yeah. What did you think about Zane doing, like, internet stuff?
I thought, like, I feel like when he first showed it to me, like, I feel like I was the first one in the family who, like, saw it on Vine when he showed it to me. Because, like, I remember he picked me up one day, and, like, I saw the watermelons and, like, the wigs in the back of the car. And I was just so confused. I was so confused. I was like, why do you have watermelon and wigs in the back of your car? And Zane's like, for Vine. And I was like, what? And then,
like, we did a like Vine 11. With a watermelon. Was that when we hit the windshield?
I think you threw it at like a drive through or something.
What? No. A drive through?
That's TikTok energy.
I would like to see that Vine because I don't remember a Vine with watermelon.
It might have just been yours,
Zane.
That was just Zane trying to grocery shop.
He's trying to go solo.
He just get hungry while filming.
That's so
Zane
funny.
Just attempting to go to the grocery store. I guess I'll just get a watermelon. I don't know.
Like, shit. But I feel like it didn't hit me till like Zane was like really, you guys were really big on Vine. Then it like kind of hit me that like, oh, people do know who you guys are. And like, and then when I started doing it, I realized how much more people like saw you guys because they would like see me and they'd be like, oh, that's your brother. And I'd be like,
how was that for you, like getting recognized for the first time?
In the beginning,
it was weird because she was still in high school.
I was still in high school
when she was in my videos. And this was like peak. So like it was really interesting just hearing her stories.
I remember the first time like I got noticed outside. I was so confused. Because, like, I've always been stared at for wearing a scarf, so that's, like, my first assumption when someone's staring at me.
Uh-huh.
And it was, and, like, over time it's changed. Like, now I'm just, like, fine with it. But, like, when I was sick, and I was at the doctor's office, and there was a girl sitting across from me just staring at me. And I gave her the meanest look. I felt so bad after she came up to me.
You show her your hair, you're like, I have hair.
Is this what you want? I just wanted a picture.
I'm not bald.
I was just giving her the dirtiest looks. Just like, what are you looking at? I was just being so rude. My mom was like, can I just be nice? And then she finally came up to me and then it all clicked. I was like,
gotcha.
People know who I am.
You're like, I'm famous.
I was like, so someone's good.
has there ever been somebody that's like been looking at you and you're like, yes, I'm Hidayah. And they're like, no, I was looking at your scar.
No, because I hate when people bring it up. Uh-huh. So I will never bring it up. So I never assume, like, I'll always assume that, like, you're just looking at me because of me. Like, I'm not going to assume it's because I hate when people bring it up because they're like, I don't know.
I'm the same way.
I have something in my teeth right now that someone's staring at me for.
I just don't know why. Like, people will still bring it up and I'm not even doing anything with it now. So that's what's funny. Like, when people still bring it up with me and I'm like, I'm not the one doing it.
Do you want to do something with it?
I want to, but, like,
You're such a natural.
You're like built for
like entertainment is like your thing. I feel like
Hidaya reminds me of myself because like you can do it. You just won't post.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's just laziness.
I'm just so bad at posting. Yeah. We have that.
She tried for a couple TikToks and then she stopped. Your TikTok
and they all crushed too.
Yeah.
They all did amazing. Like, yeah. I want to know how you felt when you first were filming with her. Was that like growing up, were you always like, oh my gosh, Hidaya is so funny? Or did you film with her and you're like, she's so good. Like, this is so funny.
The way she's on camera is just like how she is in real life. Like the bantering, like the arguing, we do it like during dinner. It's like, it's constant.
Yeah.
But fuck, I honestly want to know like the first video I did.
I remember.
What was the video?
It was, we went bowling with Ali and Baba.
Oh.
And it was like a small clip. Like it was just us bowling. So
that
was
the first time
I
pulled out my camera and like with that side of the family. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody was hilarious. My dad, peak comedy. My brother, peak. Hidaya, peak. And that was just like, cha-ching.
We're rich.
I think we hit the gold mine.
The new Kardashian.
In your own backyard.
But no, I remember everybody loved you guys. And I was just like, oh my God, they love them more than me.
I'm done.
The camera is now on them. But yeah, you guys have always, we've always been like that though.
I feel like that's how our meals are. Like we don't like sit around and talk with each other a lot, like at home, but like we always eat meals together. So like that's always a thing. So like I feel like when we're at like the dinner table, we always like just like talk and like it always just gets like.
Yeah. Our fun for us wasn't going out. Our fun for us was like sitting in that living room or at that table and just shit talking each other and whatever we can like. Yeah.
Having fun at dinner is such a good feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where families really bond the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was fun. And we're able to translate that to video and people loved it. And I wish we try to film today, but it's like, I don't know. It's just,
you tried vlogging today?
No. What? I'm saying we tried the past couple times I've seen it, I was like, hey, let's like try to film a video. And then it's just like, me and her are just like,
The thing is, I'm always willing to help him. So like, if he does ask me, I will. But the thing really is, he doesn't have any like, he can't think of anything to do with me. And then it's just like, I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
Like, I never know what to do. So it's like,
make some chocolate.
And that's the thing. We try to come up with something out of nothing and it always works. But like, I don't know.
It's you guys could do anything and it'll be funny. You're just so funny.
I know, because
together.
We're still like this. We still banter. We still like,
yeah.
The thing is, Zane is just so picky and he wants everything to be perfect.
I was gonna say, the bar has been raised since he last saw you. So
yeah,
it's gonna...
so if it's not perfect,
I gave her
he doesn't want to do it.
A fucking car for Christ's sake.
Okay,
so.
If I'm gonna hear about that every time.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't want it.
I got you a car. I put you in this beautiful red dress in a national, or what's that museum?
A national commercial.
No, national commercial. In the fucking museum. What's that museum called? What's the museum called? The National Museum. What's that one?
History Museum.
History Museum. Yeah. I was like, after that, I was like, I don't fucking know what to film with the guy anymore.
I'm like, I can't look that.
I
can't fact check that.
The Plant Museum, Zane. The Plant Museum. Zane, the Cremona Museum. Right.
That's what the dinosaur was. That's what the dinosaur was.
Full circle. Yeah. It all means something.
I deadass, I think that was the last video we did. Was my 200th video.
No, that wasn't.
No,
sure?
It wasn't.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Sorry, I've lost like brain cells.
We definitely I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
It has been a while.
How's that car treating you?
I mean.
Can I say it? I just gotta say it.
I'm gonna say it too.
Okay, mean? I didn't come here to be shit talking about my rap. So rap. That's where this is going.
That's not a rap. That's a tragedy. That's
okay,
not
I'll
a
leave.
Rap.
I'll leave.
It's a trap.
Trap queen.
We gotta put a picture of Hidaya's car. Stop. Guys, she got this.
She put
horrid.
She put a tribal tattoo.
She's
on
a teenager.
No, that was not a tribe. That's
oh my
not
gosh,
tribal
let her
heat.
Live.
That was the Kool-Aid wave. It's like a it's like a blood red wave that she has on the side of her.
Is
black
it still on it?
Yeah,
car.
And I get hella compliments every time I.
No,
have
you don't. No, oh! You don't.
That's
no,
a
you,
damn lie.
There is no way you get compliments on that. There's no.
Wait, remember she's in Florida. She's in
Florida.
People
are,
yeah.
Oh no, you're good. You're
good.
Florida.
You're,
people love it.
I want to ship your car here, and I want you to drive that thing around for a day.
The crackhead's coming into her work. Is that yours? That's a NASCAR.
NASTRUCK.
Oh my god.
Just the blood of her enemies just smeared on the side of her fucking car.
The blood of her enemies.
I remember, like, did you show me that in person, or did I come home one day and I was just like, what happened to my car?
I remember, no, she sent,
I sent you a photo.
She sent the pic, and she was like, should I do blue or red?
None!
Neither.
Do clear.
Leave it alone.
I like it. It's you.
Thank you. Mariah.
That's the thing, though. It's not you.
Yes, it is, because she's the new wave. She's taking your spot, Zane.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Mariah.
That's not what you say off
camera. All this going back and forth, I say one small thing. Mariah, that's really rude.
Take her mic away.
I remember the first time I saw Hadiah in your video, and I was like, well, that's it for Zane. I was like, that shit.
You don't think I said the fucking same thing to myself?
Like, when my parents were talking about Hadiah, not you, like, they ask about her all the time. I'm like,
I want
to
meet your
No
parents.
Need to rub that.
Wow. You
never told me this outside that you decided to bring it up on camera.
It's okay. Like, parents just
You didn't acknowledge
like
when I just said you guys are so funny together. You are really, you're good
you
together.
You like to see me flustered, don't you?
Do a collab channel. Have a podcast.
Post the video.
Honestly, I want her to move out here so she can help me with.
We all want her to move out here.
You really would want to make her move out here so you can make money off of her. You fucking piece of shit, because you can't do it.
I'm a fucking entrepreneur. I'm a house flipper.
Hey,
I'm an entrepreneur.
Oh,
what?
Ride the wave. Oh, I get it.
Wow.
I thought that's why you said it.
Yeah.
That was on purpose.
Ride the wave.
I don't know. I don't think Hadiah would work anymore. I don't think you would work. Maybe okay. you, maybe oh. you hit. You
we
hit.
Can open up a coffee chocolate shop. Oh my god!
Oh my!
You can run it.
Hey, Sharks!
I would.
She runs. Mm-hmm. She runs a chocolate store right now. Basically, she could run that store.
Look how she's sitting. I run. I own a chocolate shop.
I own 51% of this company. Do you ever give it thought? I mean, like, even what? Like if you're dreaming it up, like moving out here, or is it not something that interests you, or like you would?
I would love to.
How does it compare to like when you're just home normally, your normal day versus like coming out here?
The thing is, I feel like that I can't answer that because like I haven't lived here on my own.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I'm staying with Zane, and it's like
it's so
stuff,
different.
And
visiting.
It's like I wouldn't be doing what I would actually be doing if I was living here, because like that's not what my day would look like.
True.
So it's like.
If you did move out here, what would you want to do?
I don't know.
Entertainment.
Yeah, like something
acting.
In that.
Would you take what, like, because right now you're studying for psychology, correct?
Yeah, but I'm gonna drop it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. Dropping out of college.
Because you need to be in the right mental health state to be stunned something like that.
Yeah. It's kind of hypocritical, don't you think? Yeah. I really messed up.
Because she's studying to be a psychologist. I was like, baby girl, you need to save yourself first before you save other people.
But I feel like all psychologists are like.
Do you ever do like psychology on yourself?
All the time.
It's important.
Yeah. All the time. And I feel like you can read people.
Is it harder to read yourself than it is another person?
No, it's different. So, like, I know myself very well, and I know, like,
because I feel like it's hard to see stuff that you do because, like, you don't really notice, like, little things.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like once you, it's all about making yourself self-aware.
Checking in with yourself.
Yeah, you have to just, like a reality check. Like, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I'm not doing what I want to do. And it's just like putting yourself back in check.
Right.
And it's like, you can read people in a different way than you read yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to like look at the subtle cues in people because they're never going to say it. Like it's the little things. It's the little icks. Like they're like uncomfortable. You can tell by their body language. Like,
oh my God, what are you picking up on us?
What's funny is I picked up on something like last time I was here. Like when we were all sitting outside by the fire, I think it was Jay's birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jay's birthday. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were all sitting by the fire, and I think it was Tally, Ali's fiance, our brother's fiance. He was talking to her, and I could tell he wanted to go inside and like drink with everyone. Like I could tell, because like it was just me, Kenny, and her, and we were just sitting by the fire, like being like very calm, quiet, and I could tell it was his birthday. He wanted to be with his friends and like. Enjoy himself, which is fine. But he couldn't find it in himself to get up. He was just so uncomfortable. He was sitting on the edge of his seat, just like looking around, like finding something to like pull him away.
His head was on a swivel.
I literally looked at him. Once he made eye contact with me, I was like, you can go inside.
Just go. Like, just go.
And he's like, are you sure? I'm like,
that maybe like, you're so maybe you are like a therapist already.
The thing is, I have that like, I like people and like I'm I like to listen to people's problems. Like,
you're very easy to talk to. Also,
you have a way of putting people at ease too. Like I remember the way that you said it too, and you were like, you knew what he was trying to convey with his just body language, and you go, oh, you can go inside. Like you're just making him aware, like, oh, you're fine to go inside if you want to go inside. And he was like, oh, okay. Like, I mean, he immediately just melted. So like, that wall just melted. Right. And he was like, I was, and she's like, no, you don't have to explain either. Like, you're good.
And not
go.
Even in just a way that would be like, oh, no, I don't want, no. Like, yeah. It's just like, we all know.
Like, it's fine. Like, it's your birthday. Like, you want to be inside. Like, that's fine.
You are beyond your years, sis.
I know. Mm-hmm. She has a very realistic viewpoint.
It's because all my siblings are so much older. And it was like, if you... We're going to be
Zane? A little shout out.
I know.
The thing is,
I'm taking it in.
It's because they were all older and they were always having like mature conversations. So I couldn't be the baby bringing them down because they wouldn't listen to me. Then.
Right.
So like I had to like.
Were they really mature?
That's so interesting.
I mean, I didn't think about that. Guys weren't really mature. Zane's been there for a lot of my tragedies, though.
I have.
Aww.
Should we talk about them?
Well, let's. You want to talk about the first one?
Should we bring it up?
Let's ask the audience.
You want to talk about the first one? Do you remember when the hammer fell on my head? And you were in the garage?
I don't know why it sounded like an analogy.
I don't know. I think somebody placed that hammer up there because that hammer shouldn't have been up. It was just a weird, it was almost like.
It was like on a bow flex. It was on the bow flex, just like sitting on top of all the spring things. Like
somebody in the house put the hammer up there.
Yeah, like I think our dad put it there, and I was being a kid jumping on the Bowflex, even though it's not a bouncy surface.
And he knows you jump on that Bowflex, and he tells you to stop all the time. So
did he? I don't remember.
So me and him.
I think the hammer like did some damage because I don't remember anything from my childhood. Because that hammer came down like the hook part first into my skull. Into my skull and knocked me onto the floor. Like, I was bouncing.
Jesus.
You and the floor have some history.
I bet you learned your lesson, though.
Zane was in the corner recording a voice memo, and all you could hear me in the back crashing and falling and screaming.
Dude, no. It was so funny. Was like, so you funny. Just hear the bonk. Like, just in the end of the voice
and
memo.
And, like, he was saying something to somebody. He was like, hey, when you get home, do the dishes, do your homework. And you just hear me crashing in the background.
That we get hit in the head all the time. Like, remember the time you got hit in the mouth at the mosque?
Bro, I was so young. I was literally 8 years old. And we're at, like, Sunday school at the mosque. And there's this, like, big treehouse playground kind of thing. And, like, me and my friend at the time were eating, like, our lunch, which was literally, like, French toast with, like, not French toast. Like the French toast.
How was the French toast?
I'm sorry. You
just go look.
This has nothing to do with it. I was going to say, that's literally Mariah's lunch.
No, I'm sorry. It was like baguette bread with like cream cheese. Like that was our lunch. Anywho.
With a side of lead pipe.
So we're sitting at the top of the treehouse eating. And we're like, they called us in to come back for our like last class. So like we get up. I stand up. I turn around. And a kid is throwing this big lead rod. Chucks it. Hits my mouth.
What?
Like she literally had hits like two mouth. Teeth. Like,
I have a scar.
In.
I have a scar on my chin. It
That's
hit
where the
my
scar
mouth.
Is from?
It hit my mouth. My teeth vibrated. It didn't hurt. It just felt like a shock. So it just vibrated my teeth.
God.
And I was just going this. And all I hear is blood and kids screaming and running away. Everyone left me. Let's not talk about how everyone left me there to bleed.
No.
I'm bleeding. I see my hand full of blood. Some man comes, picks me up, takes me to my mom.
Astaghfirullah.
My mom is screaming because the kid who threw it was like the sheikh,
the sheikh priest. Is like the priest of the mosque.
His son. His son threw the pole at me.
Like purposefully.
No, it wasn't purposefully. I mean, why were you throwing a lead pole to begin with?
But
like, he didn't know
where you get a lead pole
me?
To begin with.
But catch this. He didn't get in trouble.
He didn't get in trouble.
He didn't. He didn't get in trouble because he was like the sheikh's son.
Oh, of my course. Other brother.
And my like my dad and Simon did. It's not press charges, but like they should have at least paid for the surgery, like whatever she needed to get done for her mouth. But
I didn't get an
apology.
They
didn't pay for
nothing.
A dime.
Like, they didn't
it's crazy.
Do anything.
He made you pay for the dent in his lead pipe.
He literally.
You were held responsible.
No, it's so funny because my other brother, like, he was at the school at the time and he was running around the place looking for him and he was hiding behind his mom. He was hiding behind his mom because he knew my brother was going to beat him up. Because my mom was screaming at the sheikh. He was like, she was like, you just let your son do this? Like, what is wrong with? Like, she was yelling. And like, I'm just standing there bleeding. I was just standing there. But luckily it was like all my baby teeth for some reason. Like, I was 8, but I had full baby teeth. Like, nothing had fallen out.
Really?
Oh my God, that's why you're so mature. You knocked out all your baby teeth.
No, and it was really funny because like weeks before that, I was complaining to my dad, like, everyone in class, like, all their teeth are falling out. Like, why are my teeth not falling out?
Yeah.
And I was so lucky because if any of those were like my,
it was, well, a God, God answered your prayers. Like, uh-huh. And he sent the prayers to the sheikh because that's how it works.
And he delivered it.
He delivered
with a pole.
There you go.
With a pole.
I just had to have like multiple surgeries and braces to come.
And then you hit your head on the counter at your work. Goodness.
Oh yeah, I had to have braces. Like, it, but the thing is, because like I didn't have baby teeth, but it shocked my mouth. So it meant my teeth wouldn't grow straight because there was so much trauma to the mouth and I was so young and like they kept pulling teeth. Like they never thought, like,
she's
they
a shark.
Fall.
She just like keeps
like they had to like always like extract them. And like my extractions were always the most painful because like for some reason the dentist would never numb me properly. They would inject me and work on me right away without giving it time to like set, so I would feel all of it.
You never feel the need to find another dentist?
Oh, we did. Like after like that first time, like every time I went after that, once they numbed me, I would hop out the chair so fast. I'm like, you're not touching me.
That's
you're
so
not
scary.
Touching me till
what
I feel
in the final destination. Yeah.
You're yeah, not I touching mean, me till I feel,
feel
it.
Until I feel the numb.
Until I don't feel it. I feel it right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
My brother just got like he just had something
wisdom
done with his teeth
and
he
out.
got a numbing thing and his mouth is still numb after like what 2 weeks?
It was like 2 weeks.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of that before?
No.
Because he looked it up,
but I don't think
he has an answer. He still doesn't know why his mouth is.
I feel like
numb.
If they hit a nerve or something that like. They can damage it to where you don't feel anymore.
Like, you can't.
Two
can
weeks
you fix
is
that?
Way
my,
too
my
long.
Dad, yeah. We thought he was gonna lose feeling in his hand. He had to like get surgery on his shoulder, and he tore his rotator cuff. And they did something, and like they damaged some nerve that he couldn't like move or like feel his arm. And we were like, "Holy fuck!" Like he's just not gonna have it for the rest of his life.
Yeah, there's something but that I got one when I got knee surgery, I got a nerve blocker, and that can last a vastly different amount of time, varying
it
person
was,
to person.
I think it was like 2 months he couldn't feel or like
oh my God. That's a
anything
long
in his
in your hand.
So
that's
it,
a
you just
time.
Had to like do therapy
like
just so
yeah.
you can move
and
again?
And then like slowly it started coming back.
That's crazy.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. So does my brother have to do like lip therapy? Like just like...
No, baby, just injections.
Just Botox, baby. Just... Little,
just go for it.
Little nip and tuck.
A little plumper.
Ollie, is that lip fillers? No, it's numbing medicine. I just got it.
I'm just trying to get my feeling back. I can't kiss.
I don't feel the love anymore.
I know you've come out to visit quite a few times and have met the entire vlog squad. I want to know what you think about our friend group.
Yeah.
Like just...
You have 30 seconds to expose everybody.
As a whole, but then also like individually.
Okay. Because you didn't really know everybody for a while.
Yeah,
you
no.
saw like, everybody.
You've
but
seen them in videos.
Then, yeah.
I think most of us met her for the first time for your shoot.
Yeah.
For the 200.
No, I met a lot of you guys at Playlist the first time.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I met most of you guys at Playlist. And then when I came here, I met like everyone else.
I wasn't born yet.
Where was Playlist? That was in
Orlando.
Oh, that was in Florida. Oh,
so
yeah.
it was really easy
yeah,
to like
so
convince
picked me
my
up.
Dad.
Oh, wait,
and
so it was when everyone else was traveling.
Yeah.
Here. Oh,
wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I met everyone then. The thing is, like, my mom will always say, like, everyone's just so hype on the vlogs and like, but like, they're nothing like that in person. Like, everyone's just so like calm and chill and like very sweet, like just very nice, like genuine people, and like I can tell that. And like I've gotten bad vibes from people in the past. Like I know when like I'm not gonna like someone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten that very rarely out here. Like,
yeah. Nice.
But it's happened.
Yeah. Rarely.
Who is the rare?
Say some names.
Say their names.
Point them out.
We need a good thumbnail. Let's do this. Let's go.
Use your voice, baby
Don't
girl.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. I think I'm listening to Mariah. On
she
that.
Goes. She goes. Josh Peck.
Whoa.
Josh, no.
Completely different.
No, he was so nice. No, he was really nice. I don't
who
No, you don't have to say
okay.
it.
No. There was a pause like we were waiting.
Yeah. I'm just curious like who the most different from seeing them in videos and in person.
Did you have any assumptions about anybody?
Like, who was not, like, the furthest off of what you thought?
Honestly, I feel like David was the furthest from, like, what I thought he would be.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I thought he was, like, a lot more, like, just, like, very, like, I don't know, like, wild and, like, just very crazy and, like, always trying to do something. But, like, he's very, like, he is really humble and he's, like, very down to earth and he's very sweet and kind. And, like, you can tell that, like, after a few minutes of meeting him. Like,
the thing is that most of the people in our friend group kind of miss that wild David wave, because he was he was wild back then when we first met him for that first year and a half. Oh, he was wild. He did some unspeakable things, but we won't talk about it on this podcast. We'll let him say it when he's in that seat. But he was wild. He was crazy. And I think was it after he started the vlogs,
it was
he like calmed down a little bit,
because we used to have some fun. And I think his motivation and drive and work mode kicked in, and he knew that he couldn't perform and make the best content possible if he was still being like
Wild Dave,
a reckless kid.
Yeah. And that helped him.
Yeah.
Like, because that's, I feel like to do what he does, you do need to have that mindset.
And that is why Zane and I didn't succeed.
Hey, I still enjoyed our drunk vlogs. Hey, that was a wave.
It was fun.
That was a wave. Baby, that's how Coffee Talk started. Come on, we were hungover. We get in your red truck. That's how, it starts somewhere.
You notice how they were talking about my car, but they've said like wave like a bunch of times.
Right.
Just saying.
You think you did in that.
Can we talk about the assumptions we had of you?
Of course.
What do you got, Bubba? What did you think going into it?
Tread lightly, bitch. Tread lightly.
Not saying defending me. Oh.
I thought yo sister. Not saying no, I actually thought, because I saw you in Zane's videos at first.
Just thought you were nasty, bro. not my mic.
Easy.
Not the mic.
I was just fascinated because of how easily you were doing what you were doing in the vlogs. Like, you're just so quick and naturally funny and witty. It was just so interesting that I like couldn't comprehend it, because like I knew you didn't like.
She was competition.
Yeah. I was being replaced.
People thought I was Lil Tang you. Like, just like behind the camera. Like,
Lil Tang. That's a good word. I was being Lil Tade.
No, I feel like it was just easy because I started with Zane. Like, I feel like it was just easy because it was like family and it was just comfortable.
Yeah,
like that
and I'm just surprised it didn't get like when the camera was up, because I get weird when the camera is up, but like it's never weird with you.
I was surprised because I'm usually so insecure about having a camera on me.
Yeah, me too.
Like I am, like, and I was like, I hate taking photos. I hated all of it. Like, I hated being recorded. Hearing my own voice was such a big problem for me. And like, so I was surprised that like I was like comfortable doing what was Zane, like, because usually I don't like any of
it. Is it because I have control of it? Like, I'm controlling the camera. Is it like this?
No, it's because, like, I don't feel comfortable no matter who's controlling it.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it's insecurities and it's just always going to be there. So it's, like, no matter who's doing it, you're always going to feel like that. But you just get over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to.
Can you film like that with anybody else?
Like my friends. Yeah. Like with my friends, yeah. It gets like that. It's the same way, because we have that same, like, back and forth energy. Mm-hmm. And, like, we're just like that.
Yeah.
To be honest, I thought, like... you were overreacting when I was like watching this stuff. I was like, there's no way, like, because like looking at you, it didn't seem like that's who you were. And like, obviously I didn't know you.
It seemed like Zane was like, telling her what to say.
Right.
I was like, there's no way.
Just because of how well it was working.
Yeah.
But then like after meeting you, I was like, oh my God, no, you are
that's her.
Like,
yeah.
You are that.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Right. I mean, everything online.
You're
is like
appropriate.
A
you know. Yeah.
But in the vlogs. You got to give her credit, though. She knows how to take it up a notch when she needs to.
Yeah.
So at times, like when we're fighting, we'll go back and forth and it'll die down a little bit. And she's really easy to just take it up the next notch, like out of nowhere. Like it could like die down and then she knows how to bring it back up.
It's funny, like I'm fine with doing that stuff, but when it comes to reactions, I can't give a reaction. Like even like the car reaction, like I know it wasn't great.
Oh yeah, I knew it was gonna be like
I
have no emotion. Matter.
The thing is, I don't show my emotion, like no matter, and my mom has always said it, like I'm a very emotional person, but when it comes to giving like a happy reaction, I won't do it.
But you know what? I kind of blame fucking mama for half that reaction. That day, I should have never told her I was getting you a car. That was like the first mistake I did.
The thing is, I had no idea.
Well, I didn't tell my dad because I knew he would say no. I told my stepmom that, hey, I'm getting her a car. I need you to like bring her to this place. You cannot tell her I'm getting her a car, please. That's like literally the only thing I'm asking you not to say. But the whole day she was just like doing these weird things all day. Just like, no, like get like, oh, you should wear this. You should wear this. Oh, this is gonna be a big day. Look nice. And like, I remember she was like, yeah, it was
like just unnatural.
The thing is, my mom's always like that. Mom was always like, mama has like, she likes to like pick out my outfits and like, how I'm like, oh, you should wear this with this. Like, she's always like that. So like, I didn't catch it off guard.
You didn't catch it?
No, and I think that was the day of the, I had no idea. I had no idea it was a car.
No, I'm saying you told me after like everything she was doing that day that like you found really strange.
Well, no, it was because I was going to like the Views show, and like that's why she was like trying to get me to dress up. Like she used that, like, oh, you're gonna like be there, like you should just dress up nice. Okay. Like she was playing it.
Oh, got it.
So like I didn't know it all.
Oh, cool. Wow. Okay. I take that back. Just kidding. You're great.
You're doing great.
That's cool. It was like actually a surprise.
It was. That was my genuine reaction because like I just couldn't believe it. Like, yeah. It was just more shock.
Maybe I should have had the decal on there.
The surprising somebody with something is such an interesting thing because you expect a reaction that you assume would be like
crazy.
Given.
Yeah.
But when you're the person being given that, it is such a different experience.
It's just shocking. It's just like, are you serious?
It's just
like,
disbelief for a very long time.
Yeah.
Because I know when David gave his three Chicago friends the cars, he was just like, I don't even know if they liked it. I was like, no, they liked it. They just can't believe it. And it still hasn't set in.
Especially it's a car.
And also, it's really hard to react the way, like, if someone who's not on camera, when you surprise them on camera with something, it's a completely different experience because, like, they're being recorded, so they have to worry about this camera.
Right.
So you're not getting a real reaction. Like, I feel like I'm like that. If you surprise me with something on camera, I'm going to react completely different than off camera, for sure. I get more excited, more, like, hyped when I'm off camera.
You're thinking
about
it. Yeah,
like, I'm overthinking.
It's also different, like if you're on a game show and they're like, you could possibly win this car, you know that like, okay, cool, I can win a car. And then you win the car and it's like, what? Then you get excited.
Exactly.
When it's a totally like blindsided situation, you don't, in the moment, like, because it's so genuine, you're just like, what?
Because like, we had never discussed cars or like you getting me a car, like even me, like we had never discussed it.
It wasn't even like in the book.
It wasn't even in my head at all, like that I would get a car. Like my plan was to share the car with my mom. Like that was just what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And like that's how my head was. So like when he brought it, I was just like, he's gonna take it back after the video. Like that's just what it's just for the video.
You don't think that was in my head too. And my head was like, oh, but I was like, you get your pictures with your car because it's probably gonna be gone in 2 days.
You thought like your dad would be like, no.
Yeah, I don't think my dad's like, oh no, she's not gonna get it. I think it's more like when he sees her having a car, that means she's growing up.
Freedom.
And I don't, and like, freedom. And like, I don't think he just wants that to see that.
She's the baby.
No, I feel like it's a cultural thing. Like just being like, someone shouldn't buy like such an expensive gift for someone. Like it's just so expensive. It's so unnecessary. Like you just shouldn't have done it. You know what I mean?
But it's a car for you to get to work.
And my parents would think the same thing.
Mama's head is like, okay, well, if she needed a car, we would get her one, but she doesn't need it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, buy her an Uber for a year.
Like, that's how his head is. Like, it just looks bad. Like, you shouldn't have spent that much money. Like, that's how, like, they think.
Yeah. Also, I feel like it's kind of a pride thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, as a father, you want to provide your children with things that they would need. And it might, like, I'm assuming it might feel a little funny. Like, if you had a son that was able to do something like that, like, you're fortunate enough to be able to.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, thinking about it now, it's probably like, well, I wish I could have done that.
You see?
And not that you, like, took it away from him, but it was just like, I'm sure these things go through.
I feel like
it
gets them thinking about it like that.
Those mugs look amazing.
These are good quality mugs.
Holy, they are
mugs from Komodo.com. Bone color logo on both sides. So So you could take a selfie while looking at the logo at the same time. Cromoda at all times.
I love it. Do you have any other, do you have like a crazy story you want to share?
Okay, so
I'm saying that because I know you have a crazy story you want to share.
It's a story I've never heard, so I'm really excited. Yeah.
Oh, you haven't heard?
I just heard it in the kitchen like an hour ago.
She said it, and I was like, excuse me? I was like, does this have something to do with you? She's like, yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah, okay, so my best friend's sister was telling us a story that happened to her friend at, from school. So like, they're like 16 sophomores. This kid from...
I'm so sorry. Can you repeat that? I blacked out for like the first...
Okay, pretend. I can't pretend because I'm going to be lost. I'm going to be like, guys, what's going on? Zane was over here like this. Lost in the beans.
Is that bone color?
No, this is a great mug. They were laughing at bone.
I said bone.
These are nice
cups. They're laughing at bone. These are nice. Nice cup.
Wow.
He did what in his cup?
He did what in his cup?
Okay.
All right, Hidayah, I'm sorry. Can you start that story over again?
Okay, so my best friend's little sister was telling us about the story that happened to her friend from school. And they're like both 16. They're sophomores. So she's at school and this guy she's talking to, I guess, asks her to hold this pill of this bag of pills. Basically says all you have to do is take this bag of pills home and then bring it back when we need you to bring it.
And then you'll get a cut. The little gnome with all the pills in it.
So she takes it home. She, I guess, goes out or like isn't home. Her dad finds it, flushes it. So I guess you know where that's going.
No.
She calls the guy, says, my dad flushed all the pills.
Oh,
and he goes, okay, hangs up. I don't know how many days later, if it was in the same day, but he showed up when no one was home, broke down the door and beat her up.
What?
Because when I heard the story, when I, after I found out the pills were flushed, I was like, she's dead. Because that's what happens. They kill for that stuff.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah,
so I was like, she's dead.
Her dad wasn't there. Her dad was home. She was the only one.
She was the only one home. He broke down the door and beat her up.
She's 16. She was 16.
Do you know what the pills were?
I don't know exactly what the pills were. Like it was just
aspirin. He just had a bad ass headache.
Tylenol.
Weed mints.
Oh my god.
Damn.
Poor girl.
That's awful.
Well, what, she didn't know. What'd you do about it?
I didn't know about it till later. She was already all beat up. What do you want me to do?
Oh, I don't know. Knock on the cartel's door.
Oh yeah, that would go over real well.
Hidayah goes, I held the ice pack on her eye. I don't know.
That'd go,
you shouldn't
over
be holding nothing for nobody.
Honestly, 16 years old, what are you doing? Like,
that's crazy.
Oh my gosh,
damn.
Coral Springs,
why did she
Coral Springs, man?
Why did she hold it?
Bro, I feel like when you're talking to like guys, they like just convince you like, oh, it's okay, just
men.
Men. But he offered her
He offered her a cut. Yeah, like you're gonna get like all you have to do.
Oh, so she knew she was getting a cut.
Yeah. And
That makes
no.
I did not know she was getting a cut.
Yeah. No, I said that.
not that she like should have been beaten up.
No, of course not.
Like, all she had to do was just hold the pills. Like she didn't have to just
find a better
hiding
spot. I don't know.
You know what? People are like, oh no, brain doesn't develop until 18 years old. But I'm telling you, when I was 16 and someone told me I was getting a cut for holding a bag of pills, I would do it.
Oh my God, I won it.
I would do
it. You would?
I won it.
Well, yeah, I wasn't working. Like, what I was, I had no job.
Didn't your parents say don't take anything from strangers?
Stranger danger.
I mean, it was her boyfriend.
Yeah, but Mariah, we're from Florida. It's like different out there.
You can take.
And you gotta be know what you
every
fucking
excuse
with,
for
like,
something if, bad. Oh, I'm from Florida.
It's a okay. great excuse.
It's a great excuse.
It's a good.
Look at
too.
Like the trauma in our lives.
Yeah,
man, it all stems.
But yeah, nobody deserves that. But it.
As we went. Oh
no! But if you're dating somebody. You obviously know, like, Bubba, if we were dating, say we were in a relationship, if I came to you and I was like, yo, you got to hold this entire bag of
you
pills.
You know, I would say no.
Oh, I thought you'd
say
yes.
No, but what I'm saying,
you
baby,
you
say
know,
yes.
I would do, no, anything, I would do anything for our love. No, you wouldn't say yes.
If I came to you and was like, hold this bag of pills,
You wouldn't do it.
Because and I know I'll it's wrong. You, it doesn't matter. It's wrong.
And I'll give I'm you just, a I'm cut very, of like, it.
But that's yeah. your, that's very, your like, fucking bubba.
That's your bubba.
But I'm a little bitch. Like, I'm like, I'm very like scared of
He would hold
medicine.
A bag of pills for you.
I don't touch medicine. With that. Like, if it's for someone I love and you need me to do something, I'll do it. Like, I'll do
it. Oh, I would 100% do it. If I needed to hold a bag of pills and I'll sell you some drugs, oh, you would hold it.
Probably.
Oh, and you would hide it well too. Oh yeah.
Where would you put it?
Oh yeah, yeah. Where would you put it? She goes right here.
Bubba.
In my butt.
She just. She's just walking around. It's like.
Like the individual pills.
It's like a maraca back here.
She said, "Oh, you thought there was hair back here? Oh no, no. I'm covering for four people right now."
Yeah, this bun is just a koi.
Hey, sharks.
Are you tired of hiding?
Are you tired of hiding?
You guys get away with a lot of shit in that fucking scarf. I like the headphones. Do?
Yeah, the headphones, yeah.
You got That's earbuds big... in right now?
I mean, I do.
She's listening to another podcast.
Nothing's playing. I just have a bad habit of
Her
always
Her PR team is like... Don't tell that story. Don't answer that question.
But you always have those in your ear. We'll be in the house. Like, we'll be eating dinner, and she has the shit in her ears just listening.
Just one. Nothing's playing.
Wait,
nothing's
what are you playing? What are you listening
Nothing's
to?
Nothing's playing.
Why is it in your ear then?
Okay, so, like, when I'm on my phone and, like, I am watching stuff, like, I just leave them in eventually. Like, I forget they're there. Especially if I put my scarf on, like, I don't see them. And, like, when I'm at work, like, yeah, I am listening to music. Like, everyone is. The thing is, everyone's wearing AirPods at work.
They're just not wearing a scarf.
Yeah, mine are just hidden.
Like, you just can't see them.
You guys just look rude. Yeah. I look fine.
Can you, like, with the new, like, AirPods, like, you can, like, can you... You can't talk through them, right?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can.
They're mic'd, yeah.
So you can easily have that shit in your ears, like, during a test and be like, 9 plus... And, like, they can hear. Mm-hmm. And they can just give you the answers.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all can get away with anything.
She just looked like she's talking to herself the whole test. Yeah. Like,
can I ask a question? Because I know Zane has kind of talked about this to me before. I know that in the Muslim culture, you're not allowed to listen to music, if I'm correct. I know.
I think it may be a culture thing more than a religion thing, correct, Hidayah?
I think it is religiously. It's supposed to be. It's said that, like, the music can't influence your feelings.
Okay.
So you can't, like, it can't, the song can't make you feel sad. Like, it's not supposed to have that power over you. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Wait a second, because all those songs that Baba listens to, like the
Nohas, yeah.
That, you're telling me that doesn't make him feel, like,
the
good?
The thing is, those are, the translations are stories of how they died, how the prophets and imams died. So it's not music.
Oh. And ooh.
It's not like that song. The thing is, it's said in, like, because, like, the way, like, Arabic is, like, how it sounds, like, they just put, like, if they, like, are stressing or if they're, like, crying when they're saying it, it has, like, a flow where it does sound like music, but mm-hmm. it's not in any sense.
It's like a homily at church, at, like,
yeah, yeah, like that, mm-hmm. like yeah. that. Like, it's not really music.
Yeah, I guess I'm having a hard time understanding the definite, like, that just...
It just can't influence your feelings.
I know, but
emotions.
Doesn't that music influence their
it's
feelings?
It's not music.
I feel like subconsciously...
But the cadence is it's music. It's
all music is influential.
That's why they say we're not supposed
yeah,
to listen.
Yeah, that's why they don't
but what
encourage
if it's like,
it.
What if it influences you to be a better person or start a business?
I don't know too much on, like, specifics about that, so, like...
But I feel like that rule was made hundreds and hundreds of years ago, right? Because obviously it was, like, written in the Quran?
Yeah, but, right? Like...
So how would they even know, like, music... Like, what was the music back then where they're just, like, no music is allowed?
Okay, so I feel like this is how it works. They, like, they... What the Quran says, like, what they say in the Quran, like... People now depict it on how it would help us get through, like, with rules to, like, help us now. So they try to make it more modern by, like, it's still the same values and principles, but, like, we're just going
to
make it more modern.
But trying
so,
to,
like,
interpret it.
Yeah,
and,
so,
like,
put it
into,
like, so, like, we have answers for our questions. Right. Like, because, like, how else would we get, like, because there's so much different stuff than there was back then. Like, you can't really, like, base it off then.
Yeah.
All right.
We're back.
Well, I don't
and
know
we're
we
live.
Are.
Yeah,
where are we?
You want to do the game?
Let's play a game. Since we, you know, Hidai's here, you know, she likes games.
I think
she plays on me all the time.
It's astounding, like, just listening to the way that both of you guys talk. I feel like Hidai is so beyond her years.
Shut
and
up.
You're and Zane, so you're, and fuck Zane off. You're catching up. You're bringing up the rear, you know? I feel like it'd be really funny to see you guys on a team.
Where do you think she gets that from? Not from you. I teach her.
Yeah, learning with you're learning your faults.
Yeah, what not to do.
Ciao, anyways.
Ciao. Chile.
So there was this game on, I used to play Cranium, you know, you guys remember Cranium.
I loved Cranium. Yeah.
Such a good family
game. The Play-Doh would dry out so fast.
I've seen that game so much, but I don't know. I've never played it.
The craft ones I would never do.
Normalize
Moisturized
Cranium.
Play-Doh.
What?
Moisturized Play-Doh.
Hey, sharks.
There was always like these weird categories that would like, so there was like a crafting category that you'd have to use either like a drawing or like the clay that you're talking about. Uh-huh. But there was also one, there was called, one category called Nillip, which is spelling backwards.
Okay.
So it would be a team game. Oh, so there'd be two teams.
Zane, no.
We divided into two teams. So I think for the purposes of this episode, it should be Zane and Hidaya, and then Mariah and Heath. And you guys are going to take turns alternating. I'm going to give
smart
you guys a word.
Dumb. Okay.
Yeah. We're going to lose, eh?
I'm going to give you guys a word. You guys are going to alternate letters. So if I gave you the word cat, you know, Zane would say T, Hidaya would say A.
No, Zane would probably say C.
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
Zane would say K.
Oh, wait. Oh, shut your mouth. We're doing it backwards? Oh, okay.
Why did you say so?
Say that.
You didn't
just
say
that.
Just say that.
So I'm going to give you guys a word. Whoever's starting.
D.
You're going to spell the word backwards. Zane, I hope you know what you're doing, because I don't think you do at this point.
I do. Literally, we're spelling the word backwards.
You want to go first, then?
We'll go first.
Okay.
Spell backwards.
Oh, God.
B-I-C-C-H.
Hidaya, I hope you're good in spelling.
We'll find out.
G.
All right.
Oh, are you doing spelling?
Damn, you're not good.
And you can't just not pick a word.
Yeah, and not tell you where
I'm
it's going.
I'm coming with the words on my head.
G.
All right, you ready, Hidaya?
Well, go.
T.
C. R. I-B-I-T-H.
B.
All right, you won.
H-C-T-I-B.
All right, Zane, so you're going to kick us off. So we're going to alternate back and forth. You're going to spell the word out that I give you. Okay. I'll give you guys a second to you know, hear
the word. Recollect our thoughts, reassess.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds. We're going to give 30 seconds for each word. So I'm going to say the word. I'm going to use it in a sentence. And then I'm going to start the timer.
Oh, you're being sassy. It looks like you're about to get the hardest word right now for me.
No, I've already prepared
that
them.
That set up right now?
Honey, I come prepared.
I can tell you're going through the hardest ones right now.
No, I'm getting my timer ready.
So you give him a race car. He's like...
All right, Zane. Oh,
you know that was one of his words. Yes.
You just hear,
honey. No, I'm not giving you no easy way out in this game. You're gonna fall on your sword this game. All right, your first word is commercial. I'll use it in a sentence for you.
Yes.
We are going to need more ad reads if every time Heath needs to pee, we take a fucking commercial break.
Kelly, you fucking bitch.
Okay,
you
ready?
And L. Your time starts. Okay.
Sorry. L.
A.
I.
R.
Oh.
Whoa, that was wrong.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right. So, this first round, we're going to get the kinks out. Okay, ready? Okay.
You fucking idiot.
I'll tell you right now, I can't do this.
Who wants to start between you two, Heath and Mariah?
I couldn't even spell commercial forward.
Okay, so Mariah.
Forwards.
Forwards.
Mariah, you're
it's like a spelling bee, but
forwards.
Fucking worse.
Mariah's right. Going to take the first turn in this one. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you just have to start with the
turn.
Last letter.
All right.
All right, the word is accomplishment. I'm going to use it in a sentence. All right, so the word is accomplishment. So unfiltered lasting for this long is an accomplishment that nobody saw coming or asked for. Mariah, your time starts now.
This will not be an accomplishment for
T.
her.
N.
E.
M.
H.
Oh, that's too long.
S.
Oh.
I.
L.
Wait, you can take this long?
You should have to be done in 30 seconds.
Oh.
You're rushing me.
Oh.
C.
I don't know how to spell it. C.
A.
Got it.
Oh. 30 seconds on the dot. Let me see.
Let me see. That was 30 seconds?
That was exactly 30 seconds.
I cleared it. It was 30 seconds.
I almost didn't know it was two M's. Or two C's. Two C's. Oh my God.
All right, so I got a point. That's
embarrassing.
So that's now hard. You guys need to dig out of that
It's
hole.
Embarrassing, but we got a point.
What?
Don't look at me. Look at her.
Okay.
Look at Ms. Dyslexic over there. She
didn't fucking know. Tell us I was am a roast. Dyslexic.
I mean, you guys, I'm just using them in terms that you guys would understand. I took from, you know, some of the comments and some of, you know, my general thoughts.
Took our hate comments and we have to spell it all out.
Spelling
all
right. Me.
Receding.
You guys are going to get it. Okay. So it's 1-0. You guys got this. Zane and Hidayah. So Hidayah, you're going to start off this next round. So you're going to start off. The word is homosexual. Now, I'm going to use it in a sentence.
She's burning up her.
Get ready. Okay, so being a homosexual is Kenny's only personality trait. Homosexual. Your time starts now.
L.
A.
U.
X.
E.
S.
O.
M.
O.
H.
Wow.
Oh, Zane. Well, I was like, why was that so good?
Why are you smarter in reverse?
He's reverse.
I'm just trying to impress Kenny.
Zane, why do you know homosexual so much about gay shit? All right. So it's 1-1 now.
You were really quick.
We evened it out.
You're like, straight.
What was our time
C. on
C. Straight.
All right. So here we go. 1-1. Here we go. So you're going to start us out. Heath, yep. Ready? Your word is visualize. I will use it in a sentence. I'd like to apologize to the podcast audio listeners for having to visualize whatever the fuck is going on when we don't do a good enough job explaining it.
Okay, visualize. You are getting too in detail.
Your time starts now.
E.
Z.
I.
L.
A.
U.
L.
Oh,
wait,
oh
no.
S. S.
No. Oh my God.
Oh, you just blacked out.
Now and we
you
are just 1-1.
I wanted to keep them in the game.
So sweet of you.
This is very nice.
Well, here's their chance.
It's too much pressure.
Your word is chance.
Your word is super califragilistic.
Chance the rapper will never be on this podcast.
Zane, okay, this next word is, you're going to start us off, and this next word is going to be one that you should get easily. It's irresistible. I'll use it in a sentence. Fuck. With the amount of time Zane burps or scratches his nuts during an episode, it's no wonder why the commenters find him so irresistible. Your time.
I can't spell this word even. Like,
yes,
forward.
You can.
Starts.
Yes, you can. Think about it. Think about it.
Now.
Good advice. Say it's the last letter.
Oh, I'm starting. Oh, sorry. E.
L.
B.
A.
Oh, wait. That was a trick question. It was actually an I.
Yikes.
And you're telling me that I know how to
spell irresistible.
Irresistible.
Yeah, I
it's all right.
Said.
We still got 1-1.
We weren't going to win that anyways. That we spent 5 seconds trying to figure out how to do starting.
He said Zane started.
I did say Zane started. We can play back the tapes. I know you love to play back the tapes to make you look silly.
Silly. Your next word is silly.
Silly. All right, we got a great word for it. Who's starting? Mariah, you're going to start. It's perfect. Your word is subtlety. I will use it in a sentence for you. Mariah lacks any subtlety when she responds to someone by shouting into the microphone. Subtlety. Your time starts now.
Beats me.
Well, but the last letter.
I understand. I don't know how to spell it.
It's not I.
T.
L.
That is incorrect. It was an E that we were looking for.
Silent E.
It is an E we were looking for.
Silent. The silent E. Oh, gets him every time. That'll go right to...
You must feel so smart in that chair.
Zane and Hidayah, your word is preference. Who's starting us off now? We're going to say Hidayah, right?
Read the sentence.
The sentence is, sadly, I have a preference for the old Heath who is smoking cigarettes and doing blow. Your word is preference.
What the? Fuck this game.
Here, Bubba, here's some blow.
Oh, blowing kisses. Hidayah, your time starts now.
E.
C.
What was the word?
Preference.
Ed. E.
I forgot.
R. I forgot the word. Finishes it.
E.
F.
E.
R.
B.
Yes.
That's correct.
Good job. And I forgot the word
beginning.
I'm just sitting here like.
Yeah, you guys
I
are like glitching out.
Well, I was focusing
Zane's like this.
So
honestly, if you guys haven't figured it out yet, the sentences are just are designed to throw you guys off. So mission accomplished, I think.
I was writing the letters the whole time.
Yeah, I blacked
She was
out.
Good. All right, Mariah and Heath.
We gotta get it.
It's 2-1. Your word is fabricate. I will use it in a sentence.
Can't wait to hear this.
It's amazing how much misinformation about the Muslim culture Zane is able to fabricate. Fabricate.
And that's on period.
That's on period.
And who's starting us off? Heath? Your time starts now.
Sorry. E.
T.
A.
C.
H.
I.
R.
B.
A.
C. Sorry.
Oh, wait, hold on. You're the last letter.
Wait, where were we?
You're the last letter. You're the last letter.
You're at F.
Last letter.
F.
Are you okay?
I had too much Cremota coffee. Well,
Pete, don't say that. No one's going to buy it. It makes you stupid.
It gets rid of your brain cells.
Make sure to drink our coffee.
Make sure to drink our coffee.
It's okay.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
It's 2-1. Zane and I are in the lead, and it is their turn.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay, Bubba.
Oh, baby, it's okay.
You got one more round. So if you if they miss this one and you get the next one, it's a tie. And then I can have to scramble to find some tiebreaker word. All right?
Hey, tie. That begins with the word. That begins with the letter T.
All right.
So tie-dye or...
Zane and Hidayah, who's starting us off?
Zane.
Zane, you're going to start us off. The word is subscription.
Shit.
I'll use it in a sentence. I revoked my subscription to Zane and Heath Unfiltered after Kenny joined the team. Subscription. Your time starts now.
N.
O.
I.
T. Very good.
P.
I. I.
I got it. R. Okay. Oh, that's wrong.
No.
She said I. I said R.
Okay. We'll do another word. It's dysfunctional, which is very fitting because this team is very dysfunctional right now. Mm-hmm. Zane, you'll start us off, and your time starts now.
L.
A.
N.
O.
I.
T.
C.
You.
No. It was an N.
Oh, I knew it.
She knew it. She knew
Why
it.
Why is
she
this
knew.
So hard?
Your because brain is dysfunctional.
Zane, don't act like you didn't mess up.
I didn't mess up. I was right. I was ready. I was ready.
Not once in your
not
life.
Once.
You've never messed
not
up.
You've never
once.
Messed up.
All right, sorry, Bubba. I'll bring this back.
It's okay.
I owe it to you.
All right, guys.
So cute.
Your word is going to be capable. Okay. As in, I am so
not
confident
capable.
That you guys are capable of spelling this word backwards. Mariah, you're going to start us off, and your time starts now.
I hate these. Okay. E.
L.
Okay.
No fingers.
B.
A.
P.
A.
C.
That's correct.
Very good.
We tied it up.
It's 2-2.
It always seems so short. Like, I'm like, how are we
already
at the beginning?
I think that's where I got fucked up on the last one.
Yeah, because it's like, how is it already done?
It's a tie, guys. You're both equally smart or equally stupid?
Yay!
I think we'll go with the equally
I'll take
stupid.
Equally stupid.
I'll take equally stupid. Because we are all stupid. Equal in this room. We are all equal.
We believe in equality.
Yes, we
Y-
do.
Y. T.
No, Bubba, we're done with the game.
A.
Guys, we are so excited. And if you skipped over in the beginning, a lot of people like to fast forward to get to the juice and the funny. Guys, our coffee is out. Cremota coffee. 3 different flavors. We've got the pods and the ground coffee for the house blend. And then we also have our Cremota merch and coffee mugs.
They're very sexy.
And we also have Cremota hats.
You can buy them all at Cremota.com.
Oh, that was good.
Ask and you shall receive. There's nobody else here.
Hello?
Wow.
I don't want to take my hat off for a split second.
I know, because then your hair, you have to like really, yeah, I get it. Been wearing a hat for many years.
As have I.
No, this is like more of a head rag.
On top?
Oh, of course.
You want to plug anything?
No, I'm good.
You got an Instagram page?
I barely post.
I'm going to do it myself. You can follow Hidaya on her Instagram page. That's all she's got.
Okay. She's and got if you're in the Florida area,
go visit her. Go visit her chocolate
and
shop.
And if you got a sweet tooth.
Or a scoop of Rocky Road, go to Hidaya.
And she likes to be on video, so if you want to
get
do a TikTok,
all up in her face.
Don't encourage that.
Do a if you want to do a TikTok with Hidaya, you can. Go stop by her shop.
She quits.
I might have a new job by the time I get back.
Yeah, no, I want you to leave that place and come out here.
Well, he might fire me after this weekend. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We'll might see. Be in luck.
We'll see.
Zane, well, stop trying to use her for money.
I know. I can't help it. Ding, 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 ding.
And we also want to give you guys a big thank you listening and watching right now for staying with us for this long since the coffee talk in the beginning. And,
yeah.
It's like the patience for me.
And honestly, sorry it's taken so long to come out with this, but it just had to take this long.
We wanted it to be as perfect as possible, yeah. And we didn't want to rush it or put something out that we weren't proud of.
Mm-hmm.
But we are so excited with where our company is at right now and the quality of our coffee. Like, guys, it is unreal. Again, make sure to check it out.
Yeah.
And thank you again for listening and watching
so
and making
much.
This all
guys.
Possible for us.
I think we could bring you back on. I think there's a lot that you can talk about still.
I feel like we barely talked about
it.
We
didn't even scratch the surface.
I know.
We didn't scratch the surface with you.
That's a good teaser.
It is.
Bring her back.
Bring her back. Encore. Encore. All right. Well, guys, thank you again for tuning in on today's episode. We love you so much. We post the audio version of this podcast on Spotify, on Apple, and all those platforms. And then on Tuesdays, we upload on youtube.com/ZaneandHeath.
Mm-hmm.
We love you so much.
We love you guys. Thank you again.
Guys. Bye.
Bye. Say it, bye, Hidaya.
Bye.
See you next week.
Say bye.
Say
like,
bye, Daya.
Just say bye.
Say it like you mean it.
Bye.
Good job.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, now you're pushing it.
Okay,
now you're asking for much. A little too much.